Arguably, the NFB Bell Academy is the best, is the most important. It is the best, but it's the most important program we have. We're going to take some time this morning to show you why. Please welcome Brittany Bomboy, 2022 Maryland Bell Coordinator, and our Bell students. Good morning, everyone. I hope everybody's enjoying convention. Very long, but fun. So I wanted to come and talk to you guys about our wonderful Bell program and our wonderful Bell students that we had this summer. I'm sure for the parents who had their Bell students, they know that if they thought their kids were tired during childcare, Bell was 10 times worse. but they had a blast. It was so much fun. I cannot think of a moment the kids were sitting still, or you know, they weren't smiling or laughing or throwing water on people. In a few minutes, I'll introduce our wonderful bell ringers. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about the for anyone who doesn't know, Bell is a 2-week program that we do for blind students ages 4 to 12. And during the 2 weeks, they work on like the beginning skills of, you know, independent living, using your cane, so cane travel, Braille, of course, slate and stylus, reading, writing. They even make pictures on the Brailler, which they did amazing this summer with. We also do some fun activities. I'm sure you will hear about some. Water fights. We take them to the library, and they did. The library did an amazing program this summer with them, which incorporated the summer reading theme of Oceans of Possibilities. And then our theme for Bell this summer, which I should say is Bell stands for Braille Enrichment for Learning and Literacy. So our theme this year was math, music, and movement. So plenty of movement, plenty of music, I have to say, so not all of our students are here, but every single one of our students came in and walked out completely different just in the short 2 weeks that they were there. One of our bell ringers who is here, Mateus, came in. They're clapping for you, Mateus. He was so sweet. He incorporated the music and movement aspect every single day. He loved to dance and he loved to sing. Well, we would do the singing, he would do the dancing. And he came in quiet and not, you know, I don't remember him having a cane. Came out the next day, we were amazed. He came in with Dad and was using that cane all by himself and got himself all the way to our morning meeting room. And it was the coolest thing to see. Dad asked, "Do you need help?" No. And then we have another bell ringer, Ren, who was a superstar in the Abacus, which I need her to teach me more about. we did little competitions, and she just rocked it. It was on it. Like, 2 seconds later, I'm done. And then we had one of our students, who is actually sighted, came. She is Braylee's friend and came with us, and she learned some Braille, and actually by the end of it was able to write like a whole sentence for her graduation invitation. And then we had Braylee, who I would say rocked the pictures on the Brailler. She came home from school the other day with her own picture, and I thought that was really cool because Miss Bernice really worked with them, and Caitlin really worked with them on that, and they love it now. So one of the biggest things that I saw this summer that was just that was really cool was just the confidence that these kids had. They came in the morning, we'd ask them questions on the first day, and they wouldn't talk. But by the end of the day, when we asked for bell ringers, everybody had something to say. And everybody, you know, by the end of the 2 weeks, they were helping each other out. It was, if somebody didn't know one letter in Braille, somebody was like, oh, it's dot 234, or, and it was just really cool to see these kids work together, and it's really cool to see their confidence boost. One of the cool activities that we did was we learned how to cut a watermelon, and we had the kids make their own lunch. And the pride that they took in that was incredible. Everybody had their own variations of how they were going to make their cool-shaped peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And I've never had more fun watermelon. They had all kinds of cool shapes going on. So this program has been, it is an amazing program, and I think one of the cool things is a lot of times in, you know, the public school system, it is really hard to not only get Braille, but it's really hard to sometimes feel included. You know, a lot of our Braille students may be the only blind student in their school. So to be able to have that, the peers that kind of understand what it is like to use a cane, what it is like to, you know, contractions are hard to learn in Braille. So you get, you know, I know for like my daughter, she struggles, you know, with the contractions, and it's frustrating to remember them. But then when you see other students struggling too, it's encouraging because you're not alone. And you have a lot of amazing role models who are there to kind of, you know, push them along and through their own experiences and like help these kids out. So definitely a wonderful program and wonderful bell ringers this year. We had an absolute blast. So I am going to introduce the bell ringers because they are the most important part. So one of the things we did at the end of every day is we did what is called bell ringers. And the kids had an opportunity to tell everyone one thing that made them feel like super confident, or maybe something that like they never thought they could accomplish before and they did accomplish. Maybe it was just something that was super fun for them that they've never tried before. So we thought we would let the kids share one bell ringer for the whole 2 weeks. And I know that's hard, guys. that, you know, they really enjoyed, and maybe share with you kind of, you know, like they did. And then we also brought one of our bells so that way they can ring their bell again for all of you guys. So I'm going to have them, and then after that we are going to have them do their song. They've worked really hard to do it over the summer, and we're going to have them share that with you guys as well. So I'm going to, bell ringers, I'm going to have you guys say your name and then just say your favorite part about bell, and then you will get the bell to ring, okay? So who's first?
Okay, Braylee. My name's Braylee, and my favorite part was, I still don't know yet.
Okay. You want to ring the bell? Can you repeat what you said louder?
My name is Braylee, and my favorite part was learning how to use the Stay Slayton Silas.
Very good. I'm coming on. Okay, I'm ready.
Ring your bell. A little louder.
Ring it a little louder. Ring it again.
Ring it loud.
Loud and proud. Awesome. And we have Ian, who's 2, and he's just going to ring the bell. You want to ring the bell? Awesome. And who's this? Oh, hi, Lucy. And take the mic.
What's your name?
What's your name? You want to say Ren together? Can we say it together? My name is Ren. And what's your favorite part of bell? The abacus?
Yeah.
You want to say it loud? Can you say it with me?
No.
We have Ren, who is our bell ringer, and she was awesome on the abacus, and she nodded her head saying that the abacus was her favorite part of bell. You want to ring your bell? Thank you. your name?
My name is Allie, and my favorite part was learning how to use a cane.
And my name is Miranda, and I am a volunteer. And I had the awesome chance of working with all of these kids. And to our parents, early intervention is key when working with any child. And we can definitely say that this is a family. I work with these kids on a consistent basis. And to see them grow and learn every day is awesome. And we learned that we can do what we want, when we want, and live our life the way we want. So today we're going to give you that. And when we sing Live the Life You Want, for the last chorus, we would like the audience to join in with us, okay?
Before we start, he probably is not going to talk, but we also have Mateus back there.
Mateus,
he wants to probably ring the bell, though.
I apologize. Mateus, you want to ring the bell for me, please?
Ring it.
Oh. Well, it rung on the floor.
I'm so sorry.
Ring it. Yay, Mateus. Thank you. Mateus' favorite part of Bell definitely was music. We had fun learning hand games using the Braille alphabet, and it was so fun to play with him. You got Bell? Mm-hmm. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, are you guys standing? You ready?
Nice and loud.
You ready? Live the life you want. Nobody can stop you.
Shoot for the sun and break on
through. So you're blind? So you're blind. You'll be fine. You got good news. You can live the life you want. And you know the truth. Grab a cane, get trained. Gotta keep moving. Make a change in the wage. That's what we're doing. Come with me. Real loud, ladies. Live the life you want. Nobody can stop you. Shoot for the stars. You'll be fine. You got good news. You can live the life you want. Yes, you know the truth. Everyone, live the life you want. Nobody can stop you. Shoot for the stars and break on through. So you're blind. So you're blind. You'll be fine. You got good news. You can live the life you want. Cause you know the truth.